Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head boys basketball coach Kyle Mankey, and coached a couple of games, about five of them on the docket for us today. First of all, let's go back to your January 19th contest against Osage, and things thankfully kind of starting to even out on schedules as we went for a little while with not being able to get some games in, but we start back here on the 19th, and games are starting to go again. Osage, always a good non-conference matchup for you guys, and a team that's pretty good over on the eastern side of the conference, and you guys found a big win, 70-43.
Yeah, great night for our guys. Osage came into that game undefeated, and with us having one loss, it was probably one of the bigger matchups in Iowa that night for this part of the season, with two teams with a combined one loss. And just very, very pleased with the way our kids defended and the way we played overall. I thought we really had a good plan of attack for Osage's guards, and we stayed in front of them well and made them work for everything that they were able to get. And we had outstanding balanced scoring. We had Aiden Stensrud with 17 to lead us. Lance Helming had 15. Eli Mankey had 14. And Jackson Gall had 11. And real big third quarter for us. We were up 8 at the half, 30-22, and outscored Osage by 9 in the third quarter to really establish control of the game. And yeah, it was a good non-conference win, a good test for us, and just very proud of the kids for the way they prepared and played.
And, Coach, after that win, you guys take on another team out of the East Conference, and you play the next night. So sometimes, you know, after those big wins, it's great to get back onto the court. You guys do exactly that against Northwood Kenton and win that game by 37, 87 to 50.
Yes, came out with just great energy and pace in the first quarter, and as you said, coming off the Osage game, our coaching staff, that was kind of the big focus, is how we were going to start and how we were going to, you know, come out of the gates, whether we were going to be ready to or not. And our kids were amazing in the first quarter. We scored 39 points. We were up 39-11 after one quarter, 61-29 at the half, and just attacked so well in transition and made the extra pass and played good defense, which led to some of those opportunities, you know, getting out, pushing the pace, and we're able to win, as you said, 87-50. Great performances again up and down the lineup for us. Eli led us that night with 23 points. Lance had 19. Aiden had 14. Jackson had 10. Alex Manis had 5. Kane Cook had 6. And just great contributions from up and down the roster. And very, very pleased on a back-to-back to be able to play so well and play so unselfishly. And it was a fun Saturday game of basketball.
Coach, before we talk about your next game, you kind of mentioned something that we wanted to highlight as well, but you guys have had some good success with your depth over a couple of years. And so how nice is that to, you know, you have some guys on the bench where you can go to, and you're confident that no matter who you bring in, you're gonna get something out of your bench.
Yeah, our bench is doing a great job. They're a very unselfish group, and they just come in there and do their job. You know, we've had great contributions from a lot of different kids who, you know, may not score a ton of points, but they're coming in there and they're defending well and sharing the ball and you know, making the right plays. And I agree with you. It's been a huge part of our success is just having multiple kids that can perform different roles and execute out there on the court. And it's been very fun to see those kids having success.
And, Coach, with that, your next contest, you guys take on West Hancock. And you know, obviously, West Hancock has the championship DNA, and they're going to be a team that – it's going to fight around, but your team is able to score and play defense early and often in that game and find one of your bigger wins of the year.
Yeah, and Mitch Smith didn't play that night for West Hancock, so they were down their best player. And our kids, sometimes when the other team is down, one or two guys, they might come out a little bit flat, and that was the exact opposite for us that night. We were we came out with great defense in the first quarter, and I think we led 23-5 at the quarter and 50-13 at the half, and we're able to play everybody in the second half, and it was a good team win for us. Eli led us with 20 points, shot the ball extremely well, and just did a good job of leading us there. We had Lance Helming with 12 points, Jackson Gall 10, Kane Cook 8, Nash Delger 8, Aiden Stenzrud 8. So just really good balance, and as we've had here in this stretch, we've had just great contributions from everybody, and proud of the kids for the way they played that night.
And Coach, that takes us to your Eagle Grove game, and you have fun that night offensively. Score 107 points as you win 107-68. That's a pretty good Eagle Grove team, and obviously a team that put up 68 points on you. It's haven't had a whole lot of teams that have scored that many points, but your team just is able to keep scoring themselves and put up 107 that night, Coach.
Yeah, you said it well. Eagle Grove has a talented offensive team. I think Drake Canavan is a really, really good player and just a great kid, and wishing him well in his college career at Cornell. And we at times were having a hard time defending some of Eagle Grove's quickness and some of their skills offensively, but we just had everything clicking on offense. It was just one of those nights where everybody was shooting the ball well, and our transition game was excellent. Our half-court game was excellent. I think we had 34 assists as a team that night, and that was from multiple guys contributing there. I think Jackson had 10 assists, but Eli had 6 assists, and Lance had 4, and Chase Getzky had 3, and Alex Manis had 3. We just had a lot of kids that were making the right play and making the right pass. And, the game was very competitive in the first half. We led 44-35 at halftime, and then we had a big third quarter. We were able to stretch things out in the third quarter. I think we were up 72-51 heading into the fourth, and then in the fourth quarter, we just continued to play really well on the offensive end. But we had some really impressive scoring games that night from kids. We had Lance Helming with 27 points. Eli Mankey hit 8 three-pointers and had 26 points. Aiden Stenzrud had 19. Jackson Gall had 15. Chase Getzky had 6. Those were our leaders that night. And, it's pretty rare to score that many points. And, something that's not going to happen very often. But, like I said before, everything was clicking on the offensive end. And it was really fun basketball to watch and a good road trip for us to Eagle Grove.
And last night you guys come back home and take on Garner Hayfield Ventrum, and you're able to get past the Cardinals 76-50.
It was a good battle with Garner last night. They came out and shot the ball extremely well. Garner hit 5 threes in the first quarter and was up on us 15-14 after one. We really played good defense in the second quarter. I thought that was kind of the key to the game. We outscored Garner 15-5 in the second quarter to take a 9-point lead at halftime. And then in the second half, I thought we were very efficient on the offensive end. We scored 47 points in the second half, and were able to limit them a little bit. And You know, they are very quick, and they're, you know, Garner's playing their best basketball of the year right now. They're shooting the ball really well. They had 13 threes on Tuesday night, and then ended up with nine more last night. And overall, I just thought our kids defended well and made them work for their points. It wasn't like we were giving them, you know, uncontested shots. We were defending pretty well. They were just shooting it well and hitting some tough shots, and just very pleased with our kids, the way we were able to grind some things out on defense and then kind of gradually pull away in the game. Really big game from Jackson Gall, 22 points and 11 assists. He's just playing so well for us on both ends of the court. He makes everybody on the team better with his passing and just with the leadership and energy he provides. Just really proud of that kid for the way he has stepped in and is making great contributions for us. Aiden Stensrud and Eli Mankey each scored 15 points. Both of them played very well, both on the offensive and defensive end. And then we had Lance Helming with 9 points, and then a nice game from Logan Bacon. Logan Bacon had 8 points for us and was attacking well on the interior and getting to the free throw line and finishing some plays at the rim, which was important. And it was a great way to finish the week with a good win over GHV.
Alrighty, Coach, a couple of games to end your season. You'll take on North Iowa, Foria City, North Union, and Newman Catholic. What does your team have to do? Obviously, a chance to win a conference title, or at least a share for a conference title. Depends on what North Union does as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's obviously got to be a big motivation for your team down the stretch.
Yeah, we just we're playing well, and you know, in order to keep playing well, we just need to focus on what's right in front of us, and that's North Iowa on Monday, and we need to come out with good preparation and just good togetherness like we've been playing lately, and have a good ball game there, and then. You know, Forest City, always such a good program and well-coached program. We know that they're going to be ready to play us on Friday night. And then, as you said, we turn around with a really good North Union team and then a Newman team that's had a successful season. And so we've got some good challenges coming up here in the last couple weeks of the regular season. And the mindset for our team just needs to be one practice at a time, one game at a time, not look ahead and just keep enjoying each opportunity to get better and, you know, each opportunity to compete and play together as a team. So we're excited about these upcoming games, and we hope that we can just continue this good stretch of play that we've had in recent games.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Zarin.
That's Blake Mills, head boys basketball coach Kyle Mankey.